This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. This hour, Be a Man, a story in six chapters. Chapter 3, The Terrain is Shifting. It's a rare case in sociology. Usually a group of people that lags behind on whatever measure of success, a group sociologists might call a disadvantaged group. They don't usually turn the tables and suddenly become the advantaged group. But that's just what happened between boys and girls in schools over the past four decades. Claudia Bookman has spent the past 10 years tracking the trend. She's a professor of sociology at Ohio State University. She's worked side by side with another researcher, Thomas DePreet. Their work hasn't always been taken seriously.
When we first started doing this research, we applied for grant money and we tried to publish some of our findings. And the pushback was always, well, who cares about this? Because there's a gender wage gap, that women still, it doesn't matter how much education women get, they're still getting paid less than men.
But those education differences are striking. Women are more likely to get a four-year degree. Women now get 60% of all master's degrees, according to Bookman. Women get the majority of law degrees and medical degrees. And just in 2004, only 9 years ago, women for the first time started getting the majority of PhDs in the country. Women haven't yet achieved equality in the workplace. But the writing is on the wall.
The terrain is shifting in so many ways, and we're in a time where I don't think we can forecast what the world's going to look like 20 years from now in terms of those gender wage gaps, for example.
At least, if you look at the trends in education, it seems likely that women will continue to make progress. This on its own is probably not cause for alarm for many people. But the problem isn't just that girls are outperforming boys. The problem is that many boys aren't even trying. Bookman and DePreet have seen the evidence in large-scale national surveys, surveys that ask student questions about how they feel about school.
We find that there are large gender differences in all of those kinds of questions. So boys report that they're, on average, boys are less likely to feel close to their teachers. They're less likely to report that they are engaged in school, that they enjoy going to school than girls do. They spend less time on homework.
And there's another wrinkle here that's even more troubling. It's something that sociologists like Bookman are just beginning to understand. The gender differences in school achievement get worse when you look at kids from low-income families.
The evidence is building that boys seem particularly vulnerable to resource deficits.
So things like poverty, unstable homes, unstable neighborhoods, low-quality schools, these things seem to affect boys differently than girls. Being a boy is like a multiplier for other risk factors. So Bookman says, if you want to understand why there's a growing achievement gap based on income, or why the racial achievement gap persists in schools, you have to look at gender, too.
By no means do I mean to imply, then, that this has to be a zero-sum game where we put all our efforts, we neglect girls and focus on boys. That's not what I'm advocating here. But I think the more research can pinpoint precisely which groups are, contributing, say, to that overall achievement gap, and then from there go to the question of, well, why is that happening? That's going to make our policy responses much more appropriate.